Hello, everyone. I have a guest with me here right now. We've invited him to come and be in our studios so we could make some programs. I think you'll find indeed most interesting. We've been talking this past week about the 41st anniversary of this radio station, which is undoubtedly the oldest radio voice in the Tri-Cities area. The man that's responsible for starting all this is my guest here this evening, and I'd like to talk to Mr. W.A. Wilson. Mr. Wilson, I'm certainly happy you could come and be with us again.
Glad to be here.
We have a lot of things I'd like to ask you, and as we move along with these little programs, I've told our listeners that we'd perhaps have a series of these little interviews with Mr. W.A. Wilson concerning WOPI. And as you folks know, and I think as everybody in the Tri-Cities area knows, that WOPI was started by Mr. W.A. Wilson 41 years ago on the 15th of June. And there's been a whole lot of things that have happened during that 41 years' time. It would take a long time to recount all of the things that have happened, pro and con, to WOPI. It's had its good years, and I suppose it's had some misfortunes. I have learned someone has mentioned to me that there was a fire. That was before I came down here. And Mr. Wilson, I believe, sir, that even before that fire, I think that I have a thing that's a little bit more important, I think, to our listeners to know. And we're going to talk about the fire in a little while, if you don't mind, sir. But a good friend of mine, Fran Russell, told me one time that you were the man who had started the dime board. Is that true, sir?
Yes, sir. We started a dime board for the Salvation Army back in 1940. In the first year, we only raised $542, I believe it was.
Raised that in an hour now.
It's going way up now.
Was that idea original with you, Mr.
Yes, sir.
I believe you're
I was on the board of Salvation Army at the time.
You still are, aren't you?
Still on the board, oh, yeah. And I thought of this idea. They didn't have the kettles on the street in those days. We didn't need them.
Yeah. Well, and you've got the idea of putting this board up, and it operates, I suppose, today just like it did when you first started, does it not?
20 years ago, yes, same thing. Same thing,
exactly.
Yes, sir.
Started in 1940.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a long time back, and it certainly has raised a lot of money, and I'm sure a lot of people are much happier and have had more enjoyable Christmas seasons particularly, as well as throughout the year through the efforts of Mr. W.A. Wilson, and I certainly would am happy to have the man here with me who started this dime board.
And also, I'd like to tell you, Doug, our listeners, that I also was the first chairman of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. 1940 was the first chapter established in Sullivan County. In fact, in this whole section.
You were the first chairman of that?
First chairman of that, and also the fundraising chairman for about 5 or 6 years.
Ah, I'll be clear. Well, now, the area as a whole, Mr. Wilson, is deeply indebted to you for your civic endeavors. And you can find time, and I know you were real busy in 1940 because you were engaged in operating this radio station, which in itself is a full-time job, as you will agree, I'm sure. And yet you found time to go out and serve with the Salvation Army. And you're to be commended, and I think I speak for all of our listeners, Mr. Wilson, when I say a hearty thank you for your efforts in behalf of the Salvation Army. So
well,
you
I tell
folks
you,
are going to contribute to the dime board. Remember who started it, Mr. W.A. Wilson.
Just fixing to add a word or two about Sullivan County, the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. I got an awful lot of pleasure out of that, because back in those days there's quite a few cases. I never will forget a preacher from down at Bluff City came in, and he had a son. He's about 12 or 13 years old and was stricken with infantile paralysis. And we, of course, raised the money, and we had some money, and we sent him to Warm Springs for a short period of time. And to make a long story short, that boy got well, absolutely well, and I understand now he's a preacher somewhere. I don't know where they're located, but I was awful proud about that. And then we had a lot of other cases that I'm really proud of that got well.
And you still devote your time to that. I believe you're on the
board. Well, I'm not now. I'm not active in that now. My son, Bill Jr., he's a very active in it.
I know that. And you attend the meetings of the board, don't
you? I try to do it, yes.
I understand you were there the other night with our manager here, Mr. Michael.
Well, I was the Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, and you You're talking now about your work with the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis,
right.
Which,
that's
of
right.
course, is climaxed by our March of Diamonds and other efforts. Well, it all goes to show the benevolent nature of this fine gentleman here. And as you operate WOPI, or operated WOPI through the years, certainly it must not all have been a bed of roses. I understand that before I came down into this country, Mr. Wilson, you had the misfortune of having a tragic fire. Was that pretty destructive?
Yeah, we had a complete fire. Everything was burned except 9 typewriters. And I carried those down from the second floor at 410 State Street. That's the location, of course, has been demolished
now,
and there's a parking lot there, right near Bunning's drugstore.
Uh-huh.
And that was all we saved. We had organ, pianos, and all of our records were burned.
Hmm.
But you know that we didn't lose but 3 minutes. This happened at 12 o'clock. We were just signing off.
Yeah.
And everything burned. And I had contributed, or WOPI had, equipment for a studio at Sellens College. And they were very proud to let us use that their studio for over 30 days till we could establish our new studios in the Union Trust building, which is now the Twin City Federal Savings and Loan Bank building.
The corner there.
Yes, sir.
You had moved up to 410 State from down here, I believe, on West State at that time, hadn't you? You'd been previously located.
No, I moved from 15 Fifth Street.
15 Fifth Street?
Yes, sir. 15 had studios there where Bristol Business Services
is
located.
Yes, that is. You formerly started down here, what, about 23rd Street, was it?
22nd.
22nd.
The building's still there.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I was told when we built that building that it wouldn't stand over 5 years. It's been up 41 years and still a standing.
It's a pretty good building. Now, this location here at 410, as you mentioned, Mr. Wilson, if I recall rightly, having read an article in one of the trade magazines a while back, that was the scene of some recordings that were made, I think, by the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, yes. We made quite a few there for them.
And they started out in that location.
Yeah, that was before the tape recorder.
Oh, yeah.
We had to make them on a disc.
And I think Mr. McQuister up here had a hand in that.
He
did something to promote that, I believe.
Yes, he did.
And that's something that our listeners perhaps don't know, that WOPI Studios was the scene of the first recordings of the very famous...
We recorded for RCA.
RCA Victor. Mm-hmm. Sent engineers from New York or somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
How about that? You know, there's a whole lot that's in connection with WOPI through the years. Mr. Wilson has told us here now about having started the dime board and about some extensive work that he did in previous years with the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, and his son Bill is still very active in that organization. Mr. Wilson has told us about a couple of 3 locations of WOPI, and about how the fire had burned him out here in 1943, 44, and that Sullivan's College had let them come up there and use the studios that they had established there. That's just some of the highlights of the activities of WOPI. As a special feature, we present this little segment of our conversation with Mr. W.A. Wilson. We'll have another very, very soon for you, so don't go away. Just stay tuned to WOPI as we reminisce and consider the progress of WOPI Radio throughout the years.